Welcome, everybody, to a weird special edition of Lending a Hand, Friday the 13th. I'm your host, Keaton Linder, and we've got a weird episode for you. Maybe spooky, maybe creepy. I'm going to tell you about the weird December I'm certainly having and where we're moving going forward. This episode, I know it has a lot of value for you if you listen through. It's about 12, 13, 14 minutes long, but I assure you at the end of it, if you haven't found value, you can straight come to me and say, you know what, Keaton, I'm never listening to your show again. It's that valuable. I even offer you a chance to join our business. Free. This isn't like something you pay for. This podcast is free. But I'm excited to have y'all here today. I'm going to run a quick little ad, and I'll be right back, everybody. Welcome to Lending a Hand. Hey ladies, are you looking for that special Christmas present? For that special man? Well, you can't go wrong with a new set of powder coating for his tools, rims, or old toys. We powder coat just about anything here at Aaron's Powder Coating. Aluminum, bronze, copper, brass, titanium, and steel. Powder coating is quick, effective, and way better than just a case of paint. Look us up on social media at Aaron's Powder Coating, or Google us. Visit us here right in Hot Springs, Arkansas, for all your powder coating needs. Thanks, everybody. We look forward to seeing you out here. Do you believe in the myth? Friday the 13th. You know, historians say Friday the 13th is unlucky because of the 13 guests that attended the Last Supper of Jesus Christ. And one of those guests, Judas, eventually, the next day was Good Friday, the day of Jesus' crucifixion. So we know how that went. Not so well. But it's very interesting, the tradition of Friday the 13th, and I was looking up a lot of unique things that people are scared of. I mean, we've all heard of the 13th floor. Most buildings skip the 13th floor. Obviously, like the mirrors, don't be breaking mirrors. But some things I didn't actually know. Like for women, watch where your hair falls. It's kind of interesting because apparently if a bird gets some of your fallen locks to build a nest for their little babies, you could eventually go bald. It's a bad luck charm. Avoid giving birth, obviously. Don't have a baby today. No, just kidding, y'all. But yeah, it's such an interesting day, and I'm going to be pretty open with you guys throughout this quick little episode of Lending a Hand. This is actually our first December edition. We've got some other shows planned out. However, I'm really excited just to do a December show on Friday the 13th. Because it is kind of a not-so-lucky day, and it's been a not-so-great end of the year, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Just, we're going to change topic a little bit. We're going to go over a few different things. We might have some call-ins, some questions. We always love those, by the way. You can hit the link in our bio on Instagram. You can, there should be a link in this one as well, where you can just go and literally send us questions. You can talk into your phone. It's pretty cool. You don't even have to have a microphone or anything, guys. Literally right now, I am basically making breakfast and podcasting. So, with that said, let's transition a little bit. Welcome back to Lending a Hand, everybody. Obviously, it is Friday the 13th. A lot of weird things happen. And, you know, let's talk about one of the weirdest things. And that's that I'm doing a podcast here by myself on Anchor. Why? Well, obviously to lend a hand, help out in any way possible. Maybe I'm entertaining you guys.
Maybe you find practicality from the words we speak here. But is it weird that we talk to ourselves when we podcast? I don't think so at all. Many people I know in Arkansas, there was once a statistic I heard a couple months ago that only 5 out of 10 people in Arkansas had listened to a podcast ever. That was mind-blowing to me. But after talking with several people, business owners, older people, people over 35, I can attain that is a true statement. So, is it weird? No. It might be for some because they're not used to it. Maybe they like to listen to music or watch the podcast instead. I know a lot of people like to watch on YouTube. We do have episodes available, but not every episode is on there yet. That is our goal in 2020 as we move forward. But we don't always just have me on the show, and we may have some call-ins here later on, so stay tuned. But for now, I'm going to just talk about the insights that I have to podcasting. There was a great man, Socrates, and a famous philosopher. And, you know, he is quoted on saying, "The unexamined life is not worth living, and that to know thyself is the truest path of truest wisdom in life." And there's no right or wrong way to do this, guys. And that is kind of the whole point behind podcasting for me, is that I'm gaining awareness out of this. This is episode 84, and I've had guests from TED Talks. I've had millionaires. I've had entrepreneurs, business owners, personalities, influencers, and friends all on the show. And I've gotten a lot out of it personally because when I podcast, I am focused on you guys, focused on how I can provide value. And I'm going to keep doing them. At the end of the day, I do it for me. If you guys want to listen, that's wonderful. I'm so thankful that I'm able to communicate. But I do it for me because I'm going to come back and listen to these in 10, 20 years. I think it's going to be really neat just to see the process. Because at the beginning of this episode, I said we're going to get pretty truthful, pretty open. And this is one thing that I haven't really told people. As 2019 comes to an end, you know, it is Friday the 13th. It's been a weird month for about a month. You know, I've been personally going through some changes. A new relationship, we end up breaking it off. I'm not working at Clayton Homes anymore. If you were listening to the last episode back in November, I was telling you about our Dallas trip to Clayton Homes and everything in between that happened there, and it was great. But ultimately, the time I'm putting there is taking away from things that I want to do in my life. And it's not what I love to do. You know, I was able to help and learn in the ways that I know how with marketing and gaining attention, but it ultimately was not what I wanted to do. And so 2020 is starting off on a good note. It's going to be a tough note, a transitional note. But change is not a bad thing, everybody. Change can be one of the most beautiful things in the world if you let it happen. But for some reason, people don't want to let it happen. And that's a big frustration to me, personally, is that in order for me to grow into the person that I know I want to be, I'm going to have to change. I'm going to have to adapt. I'm going to have to gain skills and knowledge that I don't have yet. But I've got to be around people that want to do that too. And that is what Lending a Hand is about, the brand. And so as we close down this episode, I told you it was going to be a short one. I just wanted to mention a few things about the weird Friday the 13th that I'm experiencing. Because it's been all December. All December long has been weird for me. But I'm excited. And I'm thankful, because if you don't have change and growth, you're going to be in the same position you were. And so that is what Lending a Hand is all about. And I was telling a friend this today. You know, I had a dream yesterday. I took a nap, woke up about 6 o'clock, and I had a dream to Bill Gates, talk to me. And Bill Gates said, Keaton, would you rather own 1% of a billion-dollar company or 100% of a company that's only worth $1,000? Now, for me, it was very easy. Obviously, I want to own something that makes money, something that is profitable as a business, even if I don't own all of it. And so this is the offer I'm going to extend to you. And this will last for as long as we need. But I know that there will be a limited amount of spots available. And this won't be for everyone. But it is a free offer that I need you to reach out. Right now, go to our Facebook, go to our Instagram at L-I-N-D, lending a hand. Lending a hand with L-I in front of it. Yes, that is a pun off of my last name, Lender. But I need you to go there and reach out to us and send us a message if this speaks to you. We are about teamwork. I'm about teamwork here. I need a better team, guys. I have people that I rely on to do content for me. I have people that help out, and I pay. This is not free work, by the way. I pay. But here's the thing. This won't be for everybody because we're not all compatible. We know that. In business, in life, in relationships, and friendships, you have to pick people that are compatible with you. And so, if this sounds interesting, I'm going to say the first step is to send me a message, send us a message, and let me know your skills when it comes to producing content. Do you do video? Are you a personality, an influencer who likes to get out there and be in front of the camera, not behind it? Are you a photographer? Are you in sales? Are you an account manager? All of these things are useful and valuable for what we're trying to do at Lending a Hand, because we're not just a podcast company, everybody. We're developing this into the lending company, meaning that we're going to be a full-fledged brand. We already do marketing. I've done that for several people, as you heard earlier in the show. And we continue to. We offer digital marketing, Facebook, Instagram, ways to sell your business online and to grow your business online. Because that is all very possible. And not only possible, but practical, realistic, if you just listen and you just learn from others. I know we all have our opinions on Facebook and how it affects culture. And as Gary Vee said the other day, if you believe that Facebook has the power to change our children, to change the political landscape, which it has, then of course it has the power to sell shoe polish. Of course it has the power to sell clothes. Of course it has the power to sell powder coating. If something is small, as social media has the power to do that, what else can it do for you? Because this is a form of social media right here, everybody. Yes, podcasting is a form of social media. We're being social, we're learning. So I extend this offer to you. Send us a couple things that you're good at. And then I will schedule a time to talk with you, to meet. We'll chat and discuss how we can be compatible as a team, and I will give you a part of this company to run. Yes, I will actively give you part of the company. You will do your role for the company, and you'll get paid to do it. Sounds exciting, right? Great way to invest in yourself, own, and gain ownership of something. Now, I mentioned this isn't for everybody. It's not like if I have 1,000 people reach out to me that I'm going to give out 1,000 shares of stock. We don't have stock at Lending a Hand. We negotiate, and we're going to negotiate what you want to do for the company, how you want to do it, how you're going to be compensated, and how we're going to grow from it. So that's all I'm going to mention about that. I'm going to be right back with some closing words of Lending a Hand, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about everything I'm saying. I'll talk with you in a second.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to this rather weird episode. We should have another one dropping here in December. Christmas time, New Year's, we always like to put out shows, as we had one last year with a few of my friends, but we always like your opinions, what you guys like to listen to, and how we provide value for you. You know, I do want to be entertaining, by all means. I want to be somebody who provides value and is entertaining while I do it, but I understand that that's not for everybody, and so feel free to always send in questions. There should be a link where you can actually send us voice messages so we can play your voice here on the podcast. Or if you've ever been interested in being on a podcast, we'd obviously love to hear your thoughts about that, what you want to talk about, how you can contribute. Because it's not for everybody. We understand that not everybody wants to be on a podcast, first off, but it's not for everybody to be on one because this show is about providing value. And it's not about spamming our listeners with what your business does. Now, I'm all for business and helping out. So if you want to run some ads or if you want to understand how this could be beneficial for your business, give us a holler. You know I'll reach out. That's one of the biggest and most important things we do on the show is reach out to you guys. So with that said, I want to say happy holidays. Thank you so much for your donations here at the podcast, for your support, for your constant listening. And those of you who I meet and talk to personally, I just want to say thanks for listening to me talk about this. I'm very passionate about it, obviously, and I just want to help other people. So we're going to do that more and more, and hopefully we can get a bigger team to help. But it wouldn't be possible without you guys. Thank y'all for helping us lend a hand, and I'm signing off. I'll talk with you soon.